You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My only objection is that he's a skinny guy. You can't have a skinny guy saying this stuff. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty. One more thing.
So before we get to that skinny guy, referring to Bill Maher, and we're not sure if we're going to like this or not. We're going to play some stuff from Bill Maher. I haven't heard it, so we might hate it, we might like it. But before we get to that, I guess Joe Biden had a bit of a coughing fit today as he's trying to give a speech. I haven't heard this yet.
When factories that make these chips shut down, the global economy comes to a screeching halt, driving up costs for families and everyone, not just here, but around the world. One-third of the core inflation last year was due to the higher price for automobiles. A shortage of semiconductors.
There's close to a death rattle there.
Oh, boy. I will tell you this as a guy bouncing back from the COVID, and I feel great, but I sound like I have a cold, and I have a nagging cough, especially when I'm doing the show, because you just take deeper breaths and that sort of thing. If I were the president, I would insist on having a cough button. I'm so glad I have it for the show. I used during their four-hour radio show today, I hit the cough button 40 times, maybe 50.
And because of COVID, and he just got over COVID, too.
Yeah. So it's just that stupid cough just lingers.
Yeah. So we like the Bill Maher show on HBO on Friday nights, and he has become a bit of a hero to conservatives in some ways recently, and...
Yeah, in some ways, he's still an insufferable liberal, but he stands up for classic liberalism, the free exchange of ideas and free speech. So I might disagree with him vehemently on one topic or another, but at least he's not for, like, ending my career for daring to disagree.
I haven't actually heard this. Michael chose this, so if you don't like it, you can blame Michael. But let's just roll through it there, Mike.
The dog days of summer, school's out, rules out, it's hot, vacation time. No one should have to diet on vacation. And... the holidays. That's the other, okay, I'll let myself go time of year. And who can blame us? It's the end of the year. It's structured around feast days. No one should feel bad about opening up the pants after Thanksgiving dinner and doing that thing where you undo the top button and try to hold it together with just the belt. But not all year round. And that's what's kind of happened to America. Letting ourselves go now as an all year round thing. Doing the Thanksgiving pants thing every day. A business suit now with drawstring pants. I saw this in the mall, and I said to the salesman, this is pathetic. It shows how much we've given up. And he said, no, people love it. There's a disturbing trend going on in America these days, rewriting science to fit ideology or just to fit what you want reality to be. We've gone from fat acceptance to fat celebration. Mm. That's new. Mm. That is new. To view letting yourself go as a point of pride? We used to at least try and be fit and healthy, and society praised those who succeeded. Now the term body positivity is used to mean I'm perfect the way I am because I'm me. It's Orwellian how often positivity is used to describe what's not healthy. Of course you can get away with anything bad for you when you're young, but let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a fat 90-year-old?
Good one. I'm thinking I'm digging all that stuff there. He is absolutely right about the celebration. I mean, it's...
I get the whole Lizzo thing.
Yeah, I get the idea of... We shouldn't stand around and point and laugh at giant fat people. I mean, I'm all for that. But the celebrating of morbid obesity... That is kind of a weird. It's definitely new. He's right
it's
about
perverse.
That. Yeah. He's definitely right that it is new.
Yeah, and anybody who is especially heavy isn't thrilled about it. Shouldn't be berated or hurt or mocked or anything like that. But it's not good. It's not comfortable. It's not healthy, and it's just weird pretending that it's fine.
It is weird pretending that it's fine.
All right,
who would think that about their own parent or kid if they were as heavy as Lizzo?
No. Oh, I'd be super concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Bill, you've earned one more. Give us number 7.
Healthy at any weight is an unchallenged lie that people tell themselves so they can go on eating whatever they want, which is fine. I've done many self-destructive things, too, but no one pretended there was positivity in smoking. Fat activist Ted Kyle, founder of Conscient Health, says the media and public needs to stop catastrophizing obesity. Okay, A, they're not catastrophizing it, and B, they should be.
Woo!
Because it's a full-blown catastrophe.
Woo!
Who is that guy?
Poor diet is the leading cause of mortality in the United States. New York Times. Okay. Of course, we're talking about heart disease and cancer and diabetes, but also, as COVID has taught us, obesity is horrible for the immune system, which is why those numbers were off the charts during the pandemic. That's a catastrophe.
It would be easier if James Corden was delivering this than super fit Bill Maher, but it doesn't make him any less right. It is a catastrophe. Having whatever it is, a third of America morbidly obese or whatever those crazy statistics are, that's a catastrophe.
Well, and I'm reminded of the systematic non-speaking of the truth that one of the main factors leading to death from COVID was being overweight. Nobody dared say that. It might offend people. People are croaking by the hundreds of thousands. And you're afraid of hurting somebody's feelings? Hey, if I'm headed for the grave, let me know. Don't worry about hurting my feelings. I'd like to be undead, please. Go ahead, Michael.
It's not just the drawstring business suits. Companies like Nike, Sports Illustrated, Victoria's Secret, companies that are specifically about fitness, nevertheless promote people who are plainly not into fitness. People like Adele face shame campaigns for losing weight. This is madness. There's a reason the first thing your doctor does is make you step on a scale. Well,
woo!
It used to be. There's a card now that you can give your doctor, and it says, please don't weigh me unless it's really medically necessary. It's always necessary. It's like asking your dentist not to look at your teeth.
That's a good one. The first thing you do when you go to any doctor's appointment ever is they weigh you. That's how big a deal it is. But we're not going to talk about it?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, one more.
People say to me, oh, come on, Bill. People struggle with this. Of course they do. Everything's a struggle. Life's a struggle. But somehow 50 years ago, this country looked entirely different. You don't think it was a struggle for them? You think cake wasn't delicious in 1969? And that's the saddest part. We can do this, I think. But by lying about it and making excuses, psychologically, it's telling ourselves that letting ourselves go is the best we can do. And I gotta believe that as Americans, we can still do better than that.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with him that you think it wasn't a struggle 50 years ago. I don't think it was. But culturally, for a variety of reasons that we've talked about a lot, it wasn't a struggle in the same way. You didn't eat out all the time, so you weren't, you know, handed a meal with 2,000 calories in it for just that meal.
Well, and grocery stores didn't have like 250 yards worth of prepackaged convenience foods that you just heat up and eat, yeah, which are often not terribly good for you.
And I don't know how much more of America was rural then than is now, but I grew up in a town that didn't have fast food. It wasn't even an option when I was a kid.
You know, I'm reminded of an email we got from a listener. I wish I could remember who it was because it was really terrific, but they were talking about so many of the eternal struggles of mankind. In the modern world, we're told that, hey, no problem. Drugs or technology will take care of it for you, or just don't even worry about it. Like with depression, anxiety, whatever, which human beings have always suffered from. I think there are reasons it's worse now, but anyway, just take this pill. Take this pill. Don't worry about how it works or if it works. Just take this pill. You're not a manly man. You're kind of an effeminate man. You're probably a chick. Why don't you get some surgery or take some hormones or whatever? Don't struggle with it. Accept it and blah, blah, blah. You want to eat more than is healthy for your body. Well, don't show self-control, don't work out more, don't just accept it. It's fine. You're a big fat guy. Get as fat as you want. It's this weird idea that the modern world is so advanced, we no longer have to struggle against the things human beings have always had to struggle with. And I just think that's a crazy message.
On the eating giant meals at restaurants thing, at the risk of making this our longest podcast ever, I thought about this the other day during the if I'd won the $1 billion lottery the other day.
Yeah,
this is a long train. I won't take you long drive. I won't take you through on how my mind went to this point. But it was like, because if I won the $1 billion lottery, there's really not much stuff I would buy because I don't know. There's just not anything I need or whatever. What would I do? One thing I'd like to try is this business idea. I would love to be able to try this business idea and see if it would actually work. Open up restaurants where you serve way smaller portions and tout that and say, we're going to put our the portions are going to be half the size. We're going to put the money back into the ingredients. It's going to be much higher quality of everything, but much smaller.
Jack's House of High Quality, Reasonable Portions. Jack Cooper Pizza.
Would that work? Do you think there's a demand for that? Because I'm blown away.
In some places there would be.
When I eat with my kids, you go to a Chili's or an Applebee's or any of those kind of restaurants, and the portions are just insane. That cheese, I can barely lift your cheeseburger. I don't know how, if you gave me a third that much, I would be stuffed. So what's going on there?
I think what's going on is that companies with very smart people running them have conducted an experiment over and over and over, millions of times, and they know what people want, and they're giving them what they want.
It's hard, I guess. I'm an outlier. I don't want that. I want it to be a third that big. Yeah. I don't go because it's so ginormous, but do you think most people do?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think there's a market for what you're talking about. It just... it would have to be marketed correctly, and you'd have to find that audience. It would work in some metro areas, I think. But you put it in, you know, most cities in America? I don't know.
Really? You think so? I might have to get responses from all y'all. Do all y'all want to feel just so bloated and heavy when you walk out of the restaurant you can barely move? That's what you want? Because I don't want that, but... I hate that feeling. If I eat the whole thing, that's the worst feeling in the world to me.
Yeah.
Man, I had cancer. That was a worse feeling. But this is a pretty bad feeling.
Yeah, my idea is a little different. I want to open up a combo proctologist and virtual reality business where you would sit in the chair and lean forward and you'd put on the VR headset. And so you'd actually be anally probed by aliens while you're getting your colonoscopy or whatever. You'd be on the alien craft and you'd see the aliens around and that sort of thing.
I thought it was going to be like watching virtual reality of going up inside you, like you got your head up your own ass. This is often an expression that is used.
Well, yeah, we're in the preliminary brainstorming phases. I love that idea. We're going to let me jot that down on the big pad of paper here. Up your own ass. There we go. Good, Jack. Thank you.
Well, I guess that's it.
can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.